As Sitka fishermen go, Matt Donahoe is somewhat of a veteran. This summer, he was trolling for salmon when he heard a distress call over his VHF radio.
A boat called Mayday. But it was on Channel 16, and I expected the Coast Guard to respond, and they didn't.
It turns out it wasn't too serious. The skipper had broken down and was drifting. Donahoe continued to try and reach the Coast Guard over his radio as well, with little luck. He was relieved that nobody's lives were at risk that day.
But there's a problem with the infrastructure, and it needs to be addressed before somebody dies.
His story isn't unique. In fact, fishermen across coastal Alaska have been reporting similar problems. The Coast Guard first publicly acknowledged the problem last month, but it began broadcasting automated notices this summer to mariners, guys like Joe Donahue, who troll around Sitka.
I wrote down where the outages were, and it was from Yakutat all the way down to Cape Edgecombe. And I had a bunch of friends that were just finishing up with feigning and were getting ready to go longlining. And I'm just thinking to myself, boy, I hope they get that fixed.
It hasn't been fixed. At least 8 Coast Guard towers are down in Alaska. The outages are affecting Prince William Sound all the way down to Sitka and other southeast communities. Some of these repeaters have been completely down since June. Coast Guard Lieutenant Scott McCann says repairing these remote towers isn't a simple task.
And in most cases, these towers are only accessible by helicopter. And then when that's the case, the helicopter can only fly when the weather is conducive to flying up to the top of a mountain and dropping off personnel and parts.
Yeah, but you guys are the Coast Guard. Like, that's what you all do.
True. The Coast Guard does have a reputation for flying in nasty weather, but these towers' maintenance contracts are with other agencies, so they have different flight standards, and you want them to be safe when they go out there.
That contractor is LynxNet, LLC, a Virginia-based subsidiary of NANA, the regional Native corporation based in Kotzebue. Neither the company nor the Native corporation responded to requests for comment. But if inclement weather held up the contractor in the summer, the dark and frigid winter certainly won't help. In the meantime, the Coast Guard has been advising mariners to carry satellite phones and high-frequency radios. Those are all much more expensive. The industry wants assurances if they need the Coast Guard that they can use the radio that's found on every deck of every boat in the fleet.
VHF radios for decades have been the primary go-to source get a hold of the Coast Guard in an emergency.
Jerry Dugan is the director of the Alaska Marine Education Safety Association in Sitka.
And that's what we've taught everybody in our classes for decades. You know, so what you're saying, what they're saying is, oh yeah, well, you're going to have these other things instead. And that's unacceptable.
The Coast Guard also recommends mariners have working EPIRBs. Those are emergency position indicating radio beacons. But Dugan says that's a last resort option.
Fishermen don't want to hit the panic button when you don't really have to, which means that it's going to delay a problem.
EPIRBs send a continuous radio signal, sending the alarm to search and rescue units the exact location of the vessel in distress. But VHF radios allow mariners to check in with the Coast Guard before a situation gets to that point.
Coast Guard's always saying, you know, if you have a problem, let us know, even if it's not an emergency yet, so we know, so we can keep an eye on you.
The Coast Guard's Lieutenant Scott McCann urges mariners to be patient. He says there will be a fix, eventually.
These towers are here to stay. VHF is here to stay.
Fishermen and industry groups have been in contact with U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski's office to try and speed up the process. Murkowski's office released a short statement saying it's aware of the issues. With additional reporting from Catherine Rose in Sitka, I'm June Loeffler in Wrangell.